comment.
Canton HTP, W4IOM, I think it was. Walt, this is KC4EZ, and I just want to tell Walt, don't give up on CW and learn some digital modes. Single sideband's not the only mode we've got, so radio's still in there. There's a whole lot more that you've got left to explore, Walt. So we'll be thinking about you and praying for you, and just hang in there. But I can say there's some other things that radio will do. Anyway, that's my encouragement comment for the moment, Wendy and Walt. We'll turn it back to you, KC4EZM.
I had the no Morse code when I got my novice ticket. I still do CW, and I'm going to get in on this digital stuff when I get out of the hospital and come back home. It looks like I'm going to be in there. They said 5 weeks in the hospital, and then I got to go through Roger CP's for therapy, and I don't know how long that'll be, but you better believe I'm going to be working on it where I can get back home and get on the radio on some kind of mode. So back to you, Wendy.
4OIM, this is KN4HTP. You know, I'm gonna like picturing you listening in all the time, even though you can't, you won't be able to talk. I'm glad that you're comfortable. You'd have to be comfortable with your own thoughts to have to be silent for that long. So, yeah, I'm rooting for you too, as I'm sure everyone listening is. So, I tend to agree with your mother that I think it's amazing that any male persons live past childhood. Because, my brothers took a lot of risks. So, congratulations to every male out there who made it to 18. She was a wise woman, that mother of yours. At this time, I'm going to check and see if there's anyone I've missed for comments or for check-ins. I'm going to call out for check-ins again. Anyone listening in that hasn't already checked in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. This time I'd like to check in with Miss Anna, KO4RYP, and or Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. Are either one of you still tuned in?
Wendy, I just wanted to take a minute because I believe when I was out of town and not able to check in on the net. There may or may not have been a story about me and an attic and a hole in the attic and a squirrel. Just felt like I probably need to clear up some details. There was a squirrel in the attic, and I do not like squirrels, and I definitely do not like squirrels in my attic. I did not, however, fall all the way through the kitchen ceiling. My leg did go through the kitchen ceiling, and unfortunately, you can still tell where it went through the ceiling because I decided that after I put the hole in the ceiling, I was going to fix it. And I had never done sheetrock work at that point in time, so I did what everyone does when they need to learn something new. I went to YouTube and I watched a video on how to repair sheetrock. Well, that video was very informative. However, I was very bitter by the time I finished because it did not say in the video whether or not that how difficult overhead ceiling sheetrock work was as opposed to sheetrock work on the wall. And they cut out all the parts that showed you how messy it was. So that was not a good experience at all. But the whole squirrel incident, looking back on it now, was hilarious. And I think my children got a really big kick out of it. And I will never forget my two boys grabbing their Red Ryder BB guns, coming to my aid to try to get rid of that squirrel.
us out here in the radio world have loved your story, too. So thank you for coming on and sharing your follow-up on repairing the sheetrock. Yeah, I would not. My husband, Mark, has done all the repair, and we've had over the years a couple of, leaking sinks and that kind of thing that made spots on the ceiling. And he, I still have a black stepladder, the kind you fold and unfold, and I use it in the kitchen to reach the top shelves and stuff like that. And it was new and black and clean, and then he borrowed it for repairing the ceiling, and it came back with paint drips and plaster globs, and that ceiling stuff is a mess. So I admire you for taking that project on and sticking with it, even though you did not achieve perfection on your first experience with it.
I have tried to avoid sheetrock work ever since, and try to get Chad to do that part of it. But it is a funny reminder on the ceiling now, that kind of rough, ripply, wavy kind of spot in our kitchen ceiling where my leg came all the way through because of a squirrel in the attic. So it is, it has made for a lot of laughs at the Hightower household for sure. Miss Wendy, I also wanted to tell you one more thing. One of the first times I ever heard the Blue Ridge, when Chad and I got our license and we first started checking in, one of the first times I ever heard this net be called was you were the net control station for that that night. And I was so impressed because I do believe you were probably the first female amateur radio operator that I heard talking on the radio after we got our licenses and started getting involved in this hobby. And I was totally in awe of how well you did, especially when you all were trying to get 100 check-ins on Monday night to honor Ray Allison. And you were getting so close, and I just was in awe of you and how well you did, and just your voice on the radio. And I just decided, I think I told Chad even one of those nights, that I was, one day I wanted to call the net because you just inspired me to be more involved, which is not always easy for female amateur radio operators. And so I just wanted to tell you thank you very much for being such an inspiration to us, and it is always great to hear your voice on the net.
For RYP, this is KN4HTP. Thank you. That is, I had no idea, and it's nice to hear that. It's just nice to hear. We'll just leave it at that. That was a fun challenge too. I enjoyed trying to get 100. Got really close, but we tried all week long and finally succeeded. Yeah, and it was a good tribute to Mr. Allison in our little tiny way, for all the groundwork that he did in setting up this, in the hobby in this area. So, thank you.
To tell you that for a while, and just decided that I needed to go ahead and do that and clear, shed a little bit of light on the whole squirrel in the attic, continue that story too. So that's all I've got, Wendy, so I'll turn it back over to you. Chad is making his way over to the mic, so I think he wants to chat with you a little bit too tonight. But Wendy, it's been great to talk with you. Thank you very much. KO4RYP, back to net.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thank you, Miss Anna. I enjoyed you hanging around for RAG 2. At this time, I'm going to offer another opportunity for anyone listening in who has not checked in yet to check in. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call net control to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to check in with Mr. Chad, KO4NUE. How are things going with you lately?
4HTP, this is KO4NUE. Miss Wendy, I have been waiting to to talk with you for some time. I have two things that I want to share with you tonight. One is both stories, of course. One is the first one's relatively short. But just to let you know, I was thinking of you today. I was on the internet, on one of the big internet stores, looking for a rain gauge. I want to, you know, change the rain gauge that I have out in the garden. And I was trying to find one that was, you know, did the job plus a little more, just a cheap one, you know, plastic one. And lo and behold, in my looking through the rain gauges, I found a plethora of rain gauges with frogs holding the rain gauge. And you just stick them right in the ground. So when I saw that, I said, oh my goodness, there is a frog strangling a rain gauge, and I need to tell Miss Wendy about it.
Great. I kind of was guessing where you were going when you were talking about rain gauges. I had no idea that frogs and rain were so popular.
Would be the strangling part that makes it so popular around here. But hey, you go check it out. When you get off of the net, I want you to go check it out, because when you see it, you're going to think, oh my goodness, that is hilarious. So, but the other thing I wanted to share with you is, I don't know, it's a little bit funny, I guess, but I talk with AK4HR about this on Sunday. So some of you listening on the net have already heard this, but I wanted to tell Wendy. So I'll be right back. It's KO4NUE and KN4HTP. So my grandmother is 95 years old. Her name is Bernice, and she has survived COVID. She has a pacemaker that is at her max voltage, and just one of the most wonderful women you could ever meet on the face of this planet. Meemaw is just, you know, just a wonderful grandmother. So I went to, my dad has had surgery, on some eye surgery, and he has a goat up at Meemaw's house. His name is Pete. And Meemaw, the goat was born here on the farm years ago. And the mother died, so Meemaw wanted to try to raise the goat with a bottle, and she did. So when the goat got big, she could not part with it, and she wanted Dad to build a pasture and a fence there so she could, you know, keep Pete there with her. He's a big old Billy. He's a big, really big goat. So I went to visit with her day before yesterday to feed Pete, because my dad can't because of surgery. So I went in to visit with her for a few minutes, and I told her it was such a beautiful day outside, and do you want to go outside? Now, Meemaw can't walk very well. She has to have a walker. And she said, I'm not allowed to go outside. And I said, let me go get your wheelchair. We're going outside. So before we left the house, she told me to grab a blanket. Grab that blanket and give it to me. So I put the blanket in her lap, and out in the wheelchair we went. Daffodils, and picked some daffodils and some other things, and she says, I want to go see Pete. said, Meemaw, we no, I'm not going to get you near Pete because he's too big. And if, I'm afraid you'll get hurt. You take me down there to see Pete right now. So, yes, ma'am. So, I'm dragging the wheelchair across the yard down to where the fence is, where Pete is. And I put the wheelchair up against the fence, and I went into the pasture to take the blanket. She asked me to put the blanket in Pete's stall so he would have a place to lay when it was cold. And I got down to the stall and looked backwards, and here comes Pete running toward Meemaw. And before I could turn, before I could... woman had stood up in that out of that wheelchair, and Pete is running straight toward her. And I tried to get to Pete before he got to her, but she whipped out a pack of saltine crackers that she had put in that blanket, I guess, a whole sleeve of saltine crackers. And was feeding Pete those crackers one at a time. I guess he liked the salt. But he was loving this thing with her. He was just rubbing all over her and just, standing up on the fence and getting at the crackers. And, it scared me to death. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, how am I going to explain this to, my dad, that Pete knocked Meemaw over, or he hit her through the fence, or whatever, because he's a mean Billy. But she knew she had those crackers, and she just had the best time with him, and just talked to him and fed the crackers, and it was just it was an amazing thing to see. And I did not interfere once I figured out that she had played me like a violin, is what my wife says. Oh, she played you like a violin, which, that's okay. Meemaw can play me anytime she wants, but I just wanted to share that with you. I know you're an animal person, and it was just an amazing thing to see, because she was in total control, even when I thought things weren't. But, that made her day. So, with that, I'll let you go. Just wanted to share that with you. And you're doing a great job. Thank you for calling the net, Miss Wendy.
4NUE, this is KN4HTP. I absolutely love that story of your grandmother, Bernice. Thank you for repeating it or sharing it again. That was great. That was great. Yeah. Here, Chad, take this blanket out there to the stall so I can get my 10 minutes with my goat. I love it. So thanks a bunch.
Be safe from 73s to you and everybody on the net. Thank you for calling the net tonight. You have a good week, ma'am.
Mr. Chad, this is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I missed anyone for comments or for check-ins? We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you haven't checked in yet and you're listening in, please call net control. Somebody will be calling the net tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, and I'm sure they will enjoy you checking in with them tomorrow at 9. The net report will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. Hold on just a moment. This is KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night, everyone.